KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Two former staffers of the Alaska Intertribal Council have been indicted on theft charges. The federal grand jury returned the indictment Friday against Stephen D. Osborne and Thomas R. Purcell. They're accused of stealing nearly $236,000 from the nonprofit agency, which advocates for tribal governments in Alaska. Osborne, the former executive director, is accused of taking almost $214,000 for things like a motorcycle, three boats, and other personal items during a 13-month period, ending in February 2009. Purcell, the former finance director, is charged with taking nearly $23,000 and funneling almost $70,000 to Osborne to pay off a council-issued credit card. Mike Williams Sr. of ACIAC served as chairman of the AITC until the end of 2008. He calls the situation unfortunate, says he was unaware that much money was being stolen during the time he served. He says the tribal leadership in Alaska needs to move forward from this situation. 28-year-old Peter Jackson of Unalakleet was found and arrested by police this weekend. Troopers had a warrant out for his arrest since August 15th after he had allegedly broken into a home in Unalakleet and then confronted police with a firearm. Jackson was discovered hiding out near a house in the center of town. A public safety officer in the community arrived on scene after receiving a tip from Nome troopers. While searching near an abandoned building, the officer accidentally stepped on Jackson, who was lying in the grass next to a structure. Jackson cooperated with police and was taken into custody without incident. He's being held at the Anvil Mountain Correctional Center in Nome and is charged with assault on a public safety officer, burglary, criminal trespass, and misconduct involving weapons. The administrator of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency says her first trip to Alaska in the post is about learning and listening. Gina McCarthy plans to discuss issues involving climate change, air quality, and a proposed mine near the headwaters of a premier salmon fishery during this week's visit. She was at the retreating Portage Glacier in south central Alaska Monday to survey the impacts of climate change. McCarthy also plans to visit the Bristol Bay region to meet with individuals on the proposed Pebble Mine and Fairbanks to discuss air quality issues. The EPA is studying the impacts of large-scale mining in the Bristol Bay area. The results could impact permitting decisions for the mine. McCarthy says she wants to let Alaskans know the EPA is working to get the science right. The road to Pilgrim Hot Springs is currently closed, and for good reason. Unaduk, the consortium of regional Alaska Native corporations and now owner of the property, is now fixing up the road. Once the road is fixed, a drill rig will be put in place to drill a geothermal test well. The Bering Straits Native Corporation is part of the consortium of owners of the hot springs, purchased from the Catholic Diocese less than a year ago. Matt Ganley is BSNC's Vice President of Resources and External Affairs. He says they anticipate the well to be drilled around August 30th. If the well can produce 2 megawatts or more, there's a company interested in building the power plant and a transmission line to Nome.
We see it as a real win-win. For everybody involved, if the well can produce enough electricity for Nome, that's wonderful. If it can't, we still have access to a great geothermal resource that we didn't have before.
The Alaska Center for Energy and Power will oversee the drilling of the test well and will later this fall find out just how much power can come from the Pilgrim Hot Springs. If there is less than 2 megawatts of energy flowing through the wellhead, Ganley says there's still opportunity for agriculture and tourism.
Part of the process of testing this well is that we're going to actually construct a flow-through pond that will be able to be used after the fact for bathing and things like that.
So essentially, the hot springs will have a much nicer complex for visitors to enjoy the benefits of the hot springs. Ganley says the road to the Pilgrim Hot Springs from the Cougar Rock Road will be closed until drilling is complete.
I know that folks probably are disappointed, but we have to do that for safety reasons. You know, there's a lot of equipment moving out there, and the folks that are doing the drilling, you know, need the assured safety that there won't be people milling around. So there will be a road closure in place. And we would just hope people would respect that until we can get through this process of drilling and testing.
Pilgrim Hot Springs is located 38 miles north of Nome. The consortium that now owns the springs is called Unatuq and is made up of the Bering Straits Native Corporation, Sitnasauk Native Corporation, Kawerak, NSCDC, the White Mountain Native Corporation, Teller Native Corporation, and Mary's Igloo Native Corporation. Unatuq means hot springs in Inupiaq. Governor Sean Parnell has signed a new executive order aimed at improving efficiency of the state government. The order signed Monday provides guidelines for state agencies to use when they review, repeal, amend, or adopt state regulations. The guidelines focus on lowering costs, increasing efficiency of the government, and minimizing burdens on Alaskans to comply with state regulations. Parnell says these guidelines will help guarantee laws for Alaskans will be implemented in the most cost-effective and reasonable manner. The price of gold in New York is up $14.10 an ounce to $1,420.10. An ounce of silver at $24.75, up 32 cents, and a pound of zinc at 87 cents. Alaska Airlines Flight 152 is expected to depart Anchorage at 9:50 this morning and arrive in Nome at 11:24. It's unofficially 50 degrees at the KNOM studios, coming up on 9 minutes after 9 o'clock.